Have you ever stood on a shoreline and watched an airplane land on water? Not a runway, not a taxiway, water. Green, wind-riffled lake water with a wooded bank behind it and a float plane settling onto it like a big shiny bird coming home to roost. I'm standing on the grass, my sneakers are soaked, and I could not be happier. I'm Ramp, and this is Ramp Check on Radio Hanger. Today I'm taking you somewhere most people who go to Oshkosh never even find. There's a whole other ramp out here, and it doesn't have a single foot of pavement on it. Let me take you there. You know, AirVenture, everybody knows AirVenture, the Experimental Aircraft Association, the EAA, throws the biggest aviation gathering on the planet every summer at Whitman Regional Airport in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. 10,000 airplanes, 600,000 people, the whole world shows up. But drive about 10 minutes south of all that noise down toward the shore of Lake Winnebago, and you come to a gate in the trees. And through that gate is a place the regulars just call the seaplane base. Officially, it's the Vet / Blackbird Seaplane Base, and I'm telling you, it is the most peaceful, most beautiful corner of the entire show. Before I get another word in, let me tell you who's making this segment possible. Today's Ramp Check is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins for every step of the journey. First solo, private pilot, instrument rating, all the way up, mark the milestones that matter. Every coin tells a story, and if you ask me, landing your first airplane on water deserves a coin all its own. AviationSoul.com, okay, come with me down to the water. So the road and winds through the trees, and you can smell it before you see it. Lake water, warm mud, cut grass, and two-stroke and radial exhaust drifting on the breeze off the lake. Then the trees open up, and there it is, a crescent of shoreline. Long grass running right down to the waterline, and parked along that grass, nose out toward the lake, is row after row after row of float planes. You have to see this. Piper Cubs on floats, a Cessna 180 on straight floats gleaming in the sun, a big de Havilland Beaver, that Canadian workhorse sitting there like the king of the whole beach. Little home built, a Malo, an amphibious icon, a five with its wings folded up like a bug. There's even, I'm not kidding, a genuine flying boat down at the far end, hull right in the water and people standing around it just grinning. And here's the thing that gets me, there's no pavement, none. No painted lines, no taxiway centerline. The airplanes come in off the lake, motor up to the shore under their own power, and volunteers in shorts and life jackets wade out, grab a float, and walk the airplane sideways up onto the grass by hand. By hand, this is a ramp run entirely on rope, muscle, and good manners. Let me tell you how a seaplane actually arrives here, because it is a completely different animal from what happens up at the main field. Up at Whitman, the arrival is this legendary controlled chaos. Airplanes lined up over the railroad tracks, following the highway, rocking their wings when the controller calls out their color. It's the busiest air traffic control in the world for 1 week. Down here at the water, it's quiet. A float plane comes in over the lake, sets up its approach over open water, and touches down with this long hissing shh as the floats kiss the surface and throw up two curling white ribbons of spray. Then the airplane slows, settles down off the step, and just becomes a boat with wings taxiing toward the beach, and every single time one lands, everybody on that shoreline stops and watches every time. Pilots who have done this 10,000 times, they still stop and watch because water flying is the real deal, and everybody down here knows it. Now let me tell you about the people, because the machines are gorgeous, but the people are the whole story. The seaplane base is run by volunteers. EAA volunteers who take vacation time from their real lives to come stand in a lake for a week and catch airplanes. They call the folks who wade out to grab the floats, the dock crew, and these are some of the happiest human beings you will ever meet. Sunburned, soaked to the waist, grinning ear to ear, I talked to one of them. A gentleman who told me he's been working this shoreline for over 20 years. 20 years, he said the first time he came down here, he was just a spectator, saw them shorthanded, rolled up his pants, and waded in to help walk a cub up the bank. And he never left every July back in the water. I asked him why water in his shoes, and he looks at me and says, because up at the big field, you watch airplanes. Down here, you touch them. You put your hands on the float, you feel the airplane, and you meet every single pilot because they have to hand you the airplane to park it. You touch them. Down here, you touch them. I have not stopped thinking about that all day. And that's the culture of this place. It is hands-on in the most literal sense. There is no walking past the park here. You have to trust a stranger to grab your $70,000 airplane and walk it up a grass bank. And that trust, that handshake, that is the whole spirit of this corner of Oshkosh. Let me tell you about the boats, too, because this is the only ramp I've ever been on where the courtesy car is a pontoon boat. If you fly your seaplane in and park it on the beach, you're a good hike from the campground and the food tent. So the volunteers run these little shuttle boats and trams. Pilots step off their float onto a dock and get ferried around. There's a chapel down here. There's a food tent. There's a campground right in the trees where seaplane pilots pitch tents under the pines and fall asleep to the sound of water lapping against aluminum floats.
Think about that. You fly a Piper Cub on floats across three states. You land on Lake Winnebago. A volunteer walks your airplane up onto the grass, and you camp 20 feet from it under the stars with the lake right there. That is a kind of flying that the rest of the world forgot how to do. Now I want to talk about the history here, because this base did not just appear. This is one of the oldest traditions at AirVenture. The EAA has been running a seaplane operation at Oshkosh since the early 1970s, back when the whole convention first moved to Whitman Field. The base sits on land along the Fox River and the lake, and over the decades it grew from a handful of float planes to hundreds coming through in a single week. The name, Vet/Blackbird, honors people who gave land and gave decades of their lives to keeping this place alive. This is legacy ground, and it is officially recognized as a real seaplane base. During the show, it operates as its own little airport on the water, with its own arrival and departure procedures published, so pilots know exactly how to come in off the lake, where to hold, and how to keep it safe when you've got a dozen float planes all wanting the same patch of water. Because here's a thing people forget. Water flying is demanding. There's no painted line to follow. The surface changes with the wind. Glassy water can fool your depth perception so completely that pilots have flown perfectly good airplanes right into a lake because it looked like the sky. Rough water beats the floats. Wind pushes you around while you're taxiing because now you're a sailboat with a propeller. These pilots earn a separate rating for this, the single engine C rating, and every one of them down here wears it like a badge. I watched a Cessna 185 come in this afternoon. Big, powerful, straight floats, and the pilot greased it, long, flat, that beautiful hiss, spray peeling off both floats, and then he pivoted it around toward the beach, so smooth it looked easy. It is not easy, and the whole shoreline gave him a little cheer. Then the dock crew waded out, grabbed the floats, and walked him home. And the pilot, this older guy, climbs down onto his float, hops onto the grass, and the first thing he does before anything is shake the hand of the kid who caught his wing. That's it. That's the picture. That's the whole thing right there. Let me tell you what you can hear right now, standing here. Because if I close my eyes, there's water, always water lapping. There's the far-off drone of the main air show up north, the deep growl of warbirds doing their thing over Whitman. But out here, it's softened by distance and trees. And then every few minutes, a change in the wind, and you hear a float plane throttle up out on the lake, that engine climbing, the airplane getting up on the step, and then silence as it lifts off the water and climbs away over the far shore. And everybody watches it go. And I've got to be honest with you, I came down here for 20 minutes just to check the box. See the seaplane base, get a couple of quotes, head back up to the air show. That was 3 hours ago. I cannot make myself leave, because this is what the whole thing is supposed to feel like. This is aviation stripped down to the good part. No lines, no pavement, no hurry, just airplanes and water and people who love both so much they'll stand hip deep in a lake all week to be near them. If you ever go to AirVenture, and I hope you do, I hope you get to walk that field of 10,000 airplanes and see the jets and the warbirds and all of it. But do yourself a favor, take the shuttle down to the water, find the seaplane base, stand on that grass and watch just one float plane come home off the lake. You'll get it. The second you hear that hiss, you'll get it. My thanks to the EAA volunteers who run the Vet/Blackbird seaplane base and gave me their time and their stories today, standing there dripping wet and smiling the whole time, and to the EAA for keeping this tradition on the water alive for more than 50 years. You can find more from the show over at RadioHangar.com. I've got to go. There's a beaver on final out over the lake, and I'm not about to miss it. This is Ramp. Keep your feet wet and your floats dry.